Unit 8, page 79. B2 First for Schools. Listening Part 1. Exercise 1. You will hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer, A, B or C. 1. You hear a critic reviewing a new novel.
It's easy to see why Jimmy Foster's first novel, Winter, was such a success. The story moved along at a good rate, but rarely in the direction that readers were expecting. In Foster's second book, The Island, which is published this week, he manages to maintain the pace of Winter. But even by the end of it, I found it hard to have sympathy with any of the characters. If I ever met any of them at a party, I'd want to get as far away as possible from them as soon as I could, which is a shame, because the story itself has you guessing until the very end.
2. You hear two friends talking about playing the guitar.
How's your guitar playing coming along?
Okay, although I think only having lessons once a fortnight isn't doing me any favours.
Why don't you have them more often then?
My parents can't afford it. I seem to remember that you once told me you wouldn't mind getting into music teaching. You're certainly a good enough guitarist.
That's very kind of you.
Perhaps I could convince you to take me on as your first student. I know the basics already, but when I'm learning a new song, I pick it up much more quickly if someone's actually showing me rather than just watching video tutorials of people playing it on the internet.
3. You hear two friends talking about a class trip to a science exhibition.
I enjoyed that.
Yes, although shouldn't an exhibition about space have more real spaceships in it?
If you'd listened to what our teacher told us last week, you'd have known that most of the exhibits were going to be digital. It was great you could play games and quizzes on so many of them.
I thought it'd be too busy and we'd only be able to have a go on one or two. But there was hardly anyone else there. I spent ages trying them all. It was odd having sections about different chemical elements, though.
Well, stars create them all, so I guess they're linked to the topic of space.
4. You hear a young singer talking about becoming successful.
Success has come relatively quickly. How does that feel?
Fantastic, but strange too. I was working just as hard before as I am now, so the amount of time I have to do my own thing hasn't really altered. The nature of the work's changed, though. I'm not just playing concerts these days, but spending lots of time answering journalists' questions too. I've gone from having one request to do this in the past 5 years to 10 within the last week. It's a shock. I'm still at the stage where people saying hi and asking for selfies with me is fun, but I guess that'll wear off pretty fast.
5. You hear two friends talking about entering a talent show.
Have you been practicing for the talent show?
Yes, and you?
Absolutely. I don't want to make a fool of myself.
That's not very likely. You're a fantastic singer.
Oh, thanks. It'd be great for my confidence if I knew who else had entered. My imagination always tells me they'll be 10 times better than me. I'd give anything to be able to see how good they are before the actual event.
There's no chance of that. Anyway, whether you win or not doesn't really matter if you improve as a singer just by taking part.
I'm not sure I ever believe it when people say that kind of thing.
6. You hear two friends talking about their local sports centre.
Don't forget we're playing tennis this weekend.
I'm looking forward to it. I wish we could play more often.
Me too.
I can't understand why they charge us the same as adults, though. I mean, it's not as though we have jobs. Think how many more people our age would go there if we could actually afford it.
I agree.
And the variety of things you can do there is unbelievable, especially for a town this small. But only half of the facilities are ever being used. I've heard that they ask for a minimum of a degree in sports science from the coaches and personal trainers they take on.
Really?
7. You hear a teacher talking about some homework.
Okay, can everyone listen, please? I'm sure you all remember that I set you some homework yesterday on researching the life and work of a famous 20th century leader and creating a presentation about what you've discovered. Some of you have just told me that you've had additional homework in other subjects this week that you weren't expecting, so I'd like to extend the time I've given you to do it by a week. You should find everything you need on the websites I gave you details of yesterday, but feel free to use others as long as you think the information on them is likely to be accurate. Any questions?
8. You hear part of a discussion programme about the environment.
Because of the massive amount of plastic waste we produce, simply turning it all into other products is never going to be a realistic solution.
I agree. We've found plastic waste in every single part of the Earth, from the deepest part of the world's oceans to the top of the highest mountain. The only way of effectively dealing with the problem is to cut it off at source, by ensuring that food and other products aren't wrapped up in layers and layers of plastic.
It's impossible to ever return to a plastic-free world, but getting as close as we can will make dealing with the waste so much easier.